Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
99.7. One man or woman did not vote for number two in your program, number one in Yankee Hearts. It is a good evening to you and how you be. 6:33 and 40 seconds on a Tuesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Lugauer. Paulie Rosenberg there on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666. It'll be a 3.5 hour Hall of Fame, football, everything, Metropolitans too. It'll be that kind of schmooze up until Sal Licata. Sal coming your way at 10 on your fan, New York.
With thanks and appreciation to the Baseball Writers Association of America, it is time to reveal the results of the 2020 election.
Way over the rainbow, way up high.
I don't know what to say, Susan. I really, to be honest with you, I don't know what words can describe this feeling I have.
Sturt steals, swung on and popped up. In back of short, Jeter on the run, makes a one-handed running catch and dives into the photographer's area. Oh, what a play by Jeter.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep left. That goes high. It is far. It is gone. He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
I've grown up with these fans, and I'm glad that, like I said before, I had an opportunity to do it here because it just wouldn't have felt right to do it somewhere else.
And the pitch is line. Base hit. Right field. Here comes Richardson. Here comes Marquez's throw. It's going to be not in time. Richardson scores on a base hit by Derek Jeter. Is that unbelievable? Or is that unbelievable?
18 years old and I signed with this organization. My entire life has been focused on doing the best job I can.
Most importantly, I'm going to miss the fans. They're what made this special.
Today, Derek Jeter joins a distinguished list of Yankee greats in taking his rightful place in the Hall of Fame. Our second electee defined consistency and leadership during a 20-year career in which each of his teams finished with a winning record.
And Derek Jeter got every vote except one. He got 99.7% of the vote. One did not vote for him. Larry Walker, and in case you didn't hear from Mike, who was just with us, Larry Walker got 76.6% of the vote. He got in by six votes. Baroid and the B-12 Rocket, they crossed the 60% barrier for the first time. They would need another 60 or so votes. John Thorne is the Major League Baseball official historian. He called last year's election a precedent. His quote today, Mariano Rivera was the very best at what he did. Derek Jeter will not be the very best at what he did. This is John Thorne, Major League Baseball's official historian. And he goes on to say the meaningfulness of Mariano Rivera achieving unanimity just testifies to a herd mentality. Again, John Thorne is Major League Baseball's official historian, calling last year's election a precedent. Again, I'm going to read the quote. Mariano was the very best at what he did. Derek Jeter will not be the very best at what he did. The meaningfulness of Mariano achieving unanimity just testifies to a herd mentality. One did not vote for him today. You could also, again, regarding the comment here from John Thorne and the herd mentality, Mickey Mantle, Joe DiMaggio, Willie Mays, Tom Seaver, how many can you name, never made 100%. Ken Griffey Jr. And neither did Derek Jeter, and all of us thought he would. Derek Jeter is in the Hall of Fame, and that is the bottom line, and he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame whether you are wearing pinstripes or not. He always said the right thing, even though nobody remembers anything he ever said as a player. He was able to say no comment without ever saying no comment. He never wore a buzzer, only threw trash into a garbage can, and he stole more bases than signs. The issue was not if he would make the Hall of Fame today, but whether he would be joining Rivera as a unanimous choice, and again, one did not vote for him, 99.7%. You can argue whether he's the best ever, but this you know, none of his baseball cards are worth one of Honus Wagner's. Ozzie Smith was number one when it came to backflips, and Ernie Banks wanted to play two when one was good enough for Pee Wee Reese and nobody could bunt like Phil Rizzuto. And, of course, Maury Wills just now stole another base. And in Boston, nobody better than Joe Cronin, Enrico Petrocelli, and Nomar Garcia-Para. Old-timers won't misremember Marty Marion. They won't misremember Alvin Dark or Davey Concepcion of the bigger-than-big Red Machine. In the WFAN Hall of Fame ballot, and of course all of us voted here with the CBS Sports Radio people right down the hall, in my fan Hall of Fame ballot, we voted for number two in your program, number one in the hearts of Yankee fans, and we also voted for Omar Vizquel. 2,800 hits for him, over 400 stolen bases for him, a 272 lifetime average, and 11, count them, 11 gold gloves. He was home on the range, that's for sure, and he had plenty of that. Cincinnati loved Barry Larkin and Trammell at short and Whitaker at second, owned Detroit. And in Pittsburgh, some might have Dick Groth, the better player than Bill Mazeroski. And there's plenty to say about how smooth was Luis Aparicio and sure-handed Mark Belanger. Yes, Ernie Banks of the Chicago Cubs and Robin Yount. Those two played other positions, sure, but their Hall of Fame years were over there at short. All of these shortstops didn't get as much of the vote as Derek Jeter did today. And that one who did not vote for him is going to be hanging up on somebody. But we are not going to go there again and give the kind of attention we gave to a writer in San Diego who was the one who didn't vote for Cy Grom 2 years ago. So there's plenty to talk about with this. Jeter not getting the one vote, but certainly the Hall of Famer. And you can make the argument, and Yankee fans I'm sure will, that he might have been and is better than Cal Ripken Jr., better than an Ernie Banks, better than a Robin Yount, maybe the best shortstop of all time. And certainly, if anyone was voting on the best shortstop of all time, here's a guess. Number two in your program, number one in your hearts of Yankee fans definitely would be voting him the best of all time. A word or two, of course, we're going to take whatever calls we will take about the one who did not vote for Derek Jeter. I think don't overreact on it. He's in the Hall of Fame, and that's where he belongs. He deserves the Hall of Fame. If you're going to go nuts on the one vote, you know, save it for something a little bit more important. But something to say about with the Mets and what has been with looking for a new manager. Now, maybe the New York Mets will name the guy who really wants the job more than anyone else, Brody Van Wagenen. Maybe the Mets will name Brody their new manager. Apparently, he never had a plan B. So what about the finalists? What about Eduardo Perez? What about Tim Bogart? Where are they? Sometimes common sense is not so common. If it's true that Brody and his staff of number two pencils are concerned about their place in the sun with Steve Cohen and what he might think of the new manager that Brody is to select, then here's what Brody really needs to do. Have a meeting with Steve Cohen, get his choice if he has one, and then do what you need to do. If Cohen thinks Dusty Baker or Buck Showalter are worthy, then tell him you'll consider and then make your choice. And if you want to keep your job and lose a little control, then make it a bang for the buck and choose Showalter. End of the search and not necessarily the end of your job. We also have, of course, with the Super Bowl coming up in, what, it seems like 2 years already before they finally get going. But the number one story is not that Derek Jeter got elected to the Hall of Fame. That is no surprise, no major news at all. The major news is that he did not get 100% of the vote. And again, I'll read the quote. We'll take a break, and then we'll get right away to your telephone calls. John Thorne, Major League Baseball's official historian, calling last year's election a president. His quote, Mariano was the very best at what he did. Derek Jeter will not be the very best at what he did, Thorne said. The meaningfulness of Mariano achieving unanimity just testifies to a herd mentality. And now John Thorne is at the center of what will be, I'm sure, a controversy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.